A gay student at the Australian National University says he felt forced to leave his college residence after enduring months of homophobic abuse. He feared for his life, and while the university has offered an unreserved apology to the student, it's admitted other LGBTI students remain at risk of harassment, as the perpetrator was never discovered. Reporter Jake Evans has more and a warning. His report contains strong language.
The first-year student, who the ABC will refer to as Ben, arrived to the Australian National University out, proud and full of hope. It quickly soured.
Coming here, I had an open mind and, like, I was like, look, it's going to be a great experience. And, like, it wasn't what it lived up to.
Before the semester had fully begun, Ben had begun to receive homophobic abuse. At breakfast one morning, a friend told him someone had scrawled the word faggot repeatedly across his dormitory door.
And then it kept happening. Like, weird stuff would happen. Like, I'd go to the bathroom and come back and someone would swipe, like, letters under my doors.
Leave now. Fags not welcome.
I hope you die from AIDS.
Disgusting faggot.
I was fearful, like, fearful of the fact, like, look, someone's, like, threatened me.
Ben reported it to the head of hall several times. He investigated but couldn't find a perpetrator.
The college's response was the same response. Release a letter, like, have, like, a little chat at, like, dinner. Nothing really, like, fundamental.
Ben was forced to move into his boyfriend's small dormitory on campus. The letter writer, or writers, were never identified.
Look, we're deeply saddened that this occurred.
Provost Mike Carlford, the deputy to the ANU's vice-chancellor, concedes it would be difficult to assure other LGBTI students at the college that they won't also be harassed.
Well, as we understand that there hasn't been any further incidents, but it would be very hard for me to give a blanket confidence there as the perpetrator was not identified.
The university is reviewing its processes and procedures and in a statement offered an unreserved apology to the student. Ben says he wishes the university had done more to protect him.
I love this university. Like, I really enjoy. I don't think it's reflective of the whole community. It's just mainly the fact of the matter is, it's like the college has, like, the onus should be on the college to, like, fix the issue.
The Student Association's queer officer Matthew Matola says it raises the wider question of how seriously universities take incidents of homophobia on campus.
We can see the answer from that in this example of this student, that it was kind of a case of too little too late. You know, he was already seriously affected. It often seems that it's just left up to students to change the culture and to do the work that the university isn't doing.
ANU student representative Matthew Matola ending that report by Jake Evans.